following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Lachey, and you are listening to Beyond the Obstacle, a podcast where we discuss what it takes to become an elite athlete.
Welcome to episode 5 of Beyond the Obstacle. So this is going to be our first interview, which I'm super excited for. I have here with me a special guest. This is my friend, training partner, and American Ninja Warrior Season 17 competitor, Talon Yorn, also known as the Lime Ninja. Talon, why don't you introduce yourself and give us a little background on you as a ninja?
Well, thank you for having me. So I'm Talon Yorn, the Lime Ninja. I actually got the name Lyme Ninja because I'm advocating for Lyme disease, and I've been battling it my entire life. I contracted it from my mom in utero, and I've been battling it ever since. I was actually bedridden for 3 years, but I kind of got out of that and started working my way into Ninja Warrior, which was always a dream of mine. And now every time I step onto the course, it's to build awareness for Lyme disease and show people they can overcome their obstacles.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how many years have you been doing ninja now?
About 4.5. Yeah, so 4.5 years doing ninja. Been coming to Traverse Fitness for a while, and I've grown so much in the sport, and I just love the community.
So did you have any athletic experience before starting ninja?
I definitely did have athletic experience. I played baseball most of my life and just a lot of other sports. So I kind of had, you know, an athletic background, but nothing along the lines of, you know, Ninja Warrior. So this was completely brand new to me, and learning all these like skills was completely foreign, but it was really, I loved the challenge.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty funny that we have like kind of the same background too, in terms of both of us doing baseball before doing ninja. So you were about a year ago now, right, on American Ninja Warrior Season 17. Do you want to talk a little bit about your experience competing on the big show?
Yeah, so that was just a surreal experience. I stepped out there last year, and it was just a dream come true, you know, even getting the call. A lot of, you know, ninjas say that getting the call is the biggest obstacle because they really don't choose that many people to compete. So I was, you know, super happy with that. And yeah, so I competed in the qualifying. And I fell on obstacle 5 out of 6. So I was, you know, close to getting a buzzer, but still just me even stepping out there was such a huge deal from, you know, where I came from before being bedridden to doing something like American Ninja Warrior, which was like, you know, something I've dreamed about my like whole life. You know, when I was 7 years old, I saw that on the TV and I'm like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be on that show. So going from that to actually competing was a dream come true. And then my semifinals run was so much better than that. I made it to obstacle 8 out of 10 on the extended course, and I just had a great time, and I was just, you know, getting out there and sharing my story. They did a whole, you know, backstory on it on American Ninja Warrior, and yeah, just it's a dream come true.
Yeah, and with these guests, I'm trying to bring in people that have unique perspectives on the topic of our podcast, which is how to become an elite athlete. And so for Talon, I think it's really cool that he has had to overcome all these challenges with his health throughout the years and is now at the point where he's definitely a very competitive ninja athlete, especially like on American Ninja Warrior Season 17, right? You were just like one spot away from making national finals.
Yeah, right? I was right on the bubble. So I was like really close to making it to the national finals, but I just wasn't quite fast enough to obstacle 8. But still, just stepping out there was amazing. And, you know, it's an experience I'll never forget. And I think that there's something different about competing on American Ninja Warrior as opposed to like other competitions. You know, there's so much more that goes into it, you know, with the nerves, you know, the lights, the cameras, you know, the crowd. It feels like the real deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I think if you ever get another shot on the show, which seems likely, I think you definitely can improve upon that first performance, because that's honestly such a good rookie year, being just one spot away from making the national finals. Super impressive stuff, especially from where you came from with all the health challenges, the Lyme disease. Let's get into the main section of today's episode, which is answering the question, how do you become an elite athlete? I'm going to leave this pretty open-ended. You can kind of go whatever way you want with this, but how would you answer the question, how does somebody become an elite athlete?
That is a really good question, because, you know, that's something that I've, you know, been trying to figure out over the years. And when I first started, achieving my goals, it seemed kind of impossible, from where I was at to all of these goals that were just so far along. And something I really realized about when you're doing anything in life is focusing on the process to get there. Because the moments where I was so focused on, oh, like, I'm so far away from this, or I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do that, I was so focused on the future and what I couldn't do instead of focusing on what I can do in the present. So, you know, focusing on my training or focusing on what I can improve now. And if you enjoy the process to get there, it goes by faster than you think. Like, it felt like just yesterday that I was just starting out and I was just at Traverse, you know, learning the basics of Ninja Warrior. And then I ended up competing on the show. So it's really, you know, just enjoying the process to get there. Because if you're not enjoying it and you're so focused on, oh, I want to, you know, reach my goal, I want to get there, you're not going to be able to do the things that you need to reach that goal. So I think my biggest thing about becoming an elite athlete is focusing on the process to get to your goal.
I think that's a very good answer. That's not something I would have probably thought of myself as an answer to the main question in my podcast. And I think that that's a better answer than like anything I would have thought of, honestly. And I super agree with that, because like for me too, it's, you can't just like snap your fingers, right, and suddenly become the athlete that you want to become. And I know for me, and I'm sure for you as well, with this sport that we both love so much, it's, every day is just like such a blessing to get to work towards our goals in this sport. So definitely 100% think that that's an awesome answer to the question. Enjoying the process instead of just thinking about
the end goal.
The end goal, yeah, for sure. Why don't you dive in a little bit more to what you would give as advice to someone trying to become an elite athlete that has any sort of situation that is at all similar to yours, where you're dealing with Lyme disease or any other health issues that are being a big detriment to your athletic goals?
I've dealt with a lot, you know, with Lyme disease and my health. Like, there's moments where I might not be able to, you know, train for a few weeks, just, or like, you know, I'll be down just because I've pushed myself too hard. So it's, I think a lot of people that, you know, have, whether they get injuries in sports or, for example, like me, you know, having health issues, it's really hard. And it feels like just this huge setback when you're, whether you get an injury or, you know, have some sort of health thing going on. And something I've kind of learned is to just kind of accept that and be okay with the fact that, like, I may not be able to do, you know, the things I want to right now, but it's not always going to be that way. Like, that's an obstacle that I can overcome, even if it's, you know, not today and it might be in a few weeks or, you know, something like that. So I think my biggest thing there is like accepting the fact, you know, accepting the situation you're in, but not allowing it to bring you down. For example, if I'm, you know, down for a few days and I'm not feeling the best, whether I'm in pain or fatigued or having, you know, mental symptoms, I'm like, okay, I may feel awful now, but I know that I'm not always going to feel this way, so I can get back out there. And when I do, it's going to feel so much more rewarding to get to do what I love.
Kind of like a control what you can control type thing.
Yes, right? Exactly, because that's something you can't control.
Yeah, and I know I've talked about that also on some previous episodes. That's something I really agree with, of being able to control only the things that you're able to control, because there's always going to be so many things that are out of your control. And I think that talent exemplifies that really well. What type of advice would you give to yourself from back when you first started Ninja that you wish that you would have known back then?
There's a lot of things I would probably say, but I think the biggest was to stop trying to prove something to everybody else. So I think the biggest thing when I first started, because Lyme disease is a disease where we're often, you know, dismissed or people don't quite understand it, and there's not a lot of understanding around the disease yet, I was in a place where I just felt so unseen. So I thought that me achieving my goals or doing all these big things was, you know, making people see me. And I really cared a lot about like my image and just people seeing seeing me now because I wasn't seen before, but I realized that that was the complete wrong motivation, and that it doesn't matter whether they see me or not. I'm doing what I love. And now, because I am seen, it's, I'm doing it for other people. So other people can see how much of an impact Lyme disease can have on, you know, Lyme patients. So instead of doing it for myself and wanting people to see me, now I'm trying to basically help others be seen, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. Let's move on to the final section of today's episode, which is the Q&A section. So I'm going to just hit you with some kind of random questions that tie into either your personal experience or the topic on how to become an elite athlete. So starting with, who's one of your biggest athletic inspirations? This could be a ninja or a non-ninja. And what is so inspiring about them as an athlete?
Okay, that's a really good question. So I think there's a couple people I could say, but I'd say my number one overall, just like who's inspired me, you know, as a ninja and just as a person in general to advocate and do all the things that I'm doing, is my mom. So, you know, from the beginning, she's supported me and my dreams. Like, we drive 2 hours each way, you know, to get to the gym. And, you know, so she's always going out of her way to support me. And also, she used to advocate for Lyme disease as well. So all of those things kind of inspired me to do what I'm doing now, just to, because my mom is also battling Lyme disease. So she's kind of been my biggest inspiration to, you know, pursue Ninja Warrior and pursue Lyme advocacy. So yeah, I definitely would say she's, you know, my biggest inspiration. But athletically, that's a good question. You know, actually, all right, this is more of like a recent change of who has inspired me recently, like athletically, is actually a fellow American Ninja Warrior competitor, Andreas Johnson. So he's one of my closest friends, and he also has some health struggles, and he had growth hormone deficiency. So he's kind of had to overcome those obstacles in his life. And same as me, he's had to, you know, push through all of those health struggles just to even be able to step out there on the course. So I think that's been like really inspiring to me. And we've both kind of like pushed each other in that way, because we both have that similar struggle with trying to be an athlete, but also struggling with your health.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. When you started talking about Andreas, I was like, oh, of course, that's who you were going to bring up, because Andreas is a very high level athlete. He's been competing at a really high level. I've gotten to know him pretty well also over the last couple months, which has been pretty cool. He's definitely a really big inspiration, and Talon and Andreas have a very similar vibe to them. And so I can totally see why they're such good friends. And yeah, Andreas, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. You're awesome. Yeah, for sure. He's kind of in sort of a similar situation, and he's really crushing it. He's been doing very well at some very major competitions. And also, one thing I didn't mention at the beginning of this episode, Talon is only 17. He's about to turn 18. And I think Andreas is also 17.
Yes.
And yeah, both of them competing at a super high level at such a young age with the challenge that they're overcoming. Super, super awesome stuff. Let's do one or two more questions. Here's one. What are some of your biggest athletic goals right now?
Okay. Biggest athletic goals right now, I guess with this big, some of these big competitions coming up, like NSC, which is one of the highest level, you know, competitions in the sport. I'd say my biggest goal for that is to get a top 15 this season. So that's definitely going to be tough, but I feel like it's an achievable goal if I can do everything right. So I'd say that at the moment. And then, let's see. I think overall just getting stronger and enjoying the process that I'm in right now, because I know that what I do now is going to make the biggest impact in what I do in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a really good answer. Last question. So you're actually about to train right now. How does your training plan look today? So like kind of day in the life type thing. And then also, how does that relate to the athletic goals that you were just talking about in your previous answer?
Yeah. So, how it's going to start off is, you know, I'm obviously going to warm up, you know, my entire body, you know, do some dynamic stretching, run around the gym, you know, get the cardio up and just do some light obstacles to, you know, get my body warm before I do speed today. So speed is starting to become like a crucial part of the sport. So I'm going to be doing a lot of speed. And I think the biggest thing, like my answer earlier about enjoying that process is, you know, I'm not just going to do one run. I'm going to do over and over just that consistency and just enjoying the process of doing what I am now. There may be times training today, like I'm also going to do some technical obstacles that are going to have, you know, some more difficult elements to them, because Ninja Warrior has a lot of complex obstacles. So, and there's a lot of times when you're doing obstacles like that where it's, you know, sometimes it feels like you can't do the skill, or in the moment it feels impossible, but instead I'm just going to enjoy the fact that I'm learning how to do this. And when I eventually achieve whatever I'm trying to do, it's going to just feel so rewarding, because I'm like, wow, I worked so hard and now I've finally got that challenge or that skill. So I think that's, you know, the biggest thing there.
For sure. And I love how you tied that back into the, like, enjoying the process theme kind of today's episode, which is such a great answer to the question, how do you become an elite athlete? So that's going to wrap things up for today's episode. One other thing to mention real quick is Talon has actually been getting pretty big on YouTube lately, and he's been posting a lot of cool content on social media with his Ninja Warrior tricks, different ninja content. So do you want to shout out your social medias real quick?
Yeah. So it's Lime Ninja on all platforms, and then my website is limeninja.org, and it has, you know, all the information about my story and Lyme disease, whether, you know, if you're bit by a tick, like what to do or things like that. So yeah, those are all my socials, and yeah, I'm thank you for having me.
Yeah, and that's Lyme, Lyme,
because not the fruit.
Yeah, not the fruit. So thank you so much for coming on, Talon, and I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode, and make sure you come back next week for another interview.